This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I just want to do Sif Gimel in the beginning of Sif Daled in Simon Sadi Beis. Sif Gimel, Sarach Koidem Tfila Lahasar Kichai V'niyai V'chadar HaTardai. One is required before davening to remove any phlegm or mucus or anything else that disturbs him. So before davening, you want to cough out, spit out any bodily fluids that may interfere with your davening. This was a pastime back in the day. Nowadays, you know, people are not coughing and spitting as much as they used to. But even today, if you got to expectorate, do what you got to do before. This way it doesn't disturb your davening. Siv dalin. Sarach lirchoitz yadav b'mayim yeshlai. You need to wash your hands with water if you have water. And if you don't have water, tzarch lachsar achareim ad parsa. You need to travel up to 72 minutes to get water. That's provided that you're traveling and the water is in front of you. But to go backward, if to go backward to get water, ad mil chayzer, up to a mil, about a mile, 18 minutes, you go back, yosem mil, ain't a chayzer. But if you're afraid, zman tefila will pass, not minyan. Minyan, it sounds like according to the Mechaber, you would miss minyan to wash your hands. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach that you don't miss minyan to wash your hands. But if you're afraid, zman tefila will pass, yinake yadav b'tzrar, wipe your hands with a pebble, oy ba'afar, or dust, oy b'chomidi d'menakir, anything that cleanses it. I don't know how dirty their hands used to be that they would be able to clean it by wiping it in dust. That I never understood. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yud Gimel. Lirchoitz, why should you wash your hands with water? No, do you remember Siman Dalet? Why do you have to wash your hands with water? Water, two reasons. The Rosh and the Rajba. The Rosh says, Yadai Maskoni is Haim. Your hands are busy, so you need to clean them with water. The Rajba says, in the morning, you're Bari Yachados, you have to wash your hands like a coin in the kir. Hatamaza Ayin Le'obereish Siman Dalet B'Mishnah Berurah. The Rosh and the Rajba. V'gam L'Tfilas Mincha V'Arvis Tzarech Netila. You are required to wash your hands for Mincha and Marav. Don't say, I already washed my hands for Shachris. Nobody wants to know where your hands have been since Shachris time, okay? You need to wash your hands for Mincha. You walk into a shul for Mincha, you must wash your hands. Say, I daven Mincha Marav back to back. Do I need to wash your hands for Marav? The answer is, it depends if you listen to the rabbi's drasha in between. If you don't listen and you conk out, maybe you do have to wash your hands. But if you're not meisiach das from your hands, you don't have to wash your hands. The same way you don't have to wash your hands for musaf. Why? Because you weren't meisiach das from shachris. But if you were meisiach das, you would have to wash your hands. The Mishnah Berurah says later on, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Yud Ches, that as long as you're in a shul, menastam, you're not meisiach das, and you don't have to wash your hands. So, but if you go out for a kiddush, like this, very interesting. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, okay? They make a kiddush before tekiyos. You have to wash your hands for musaf. You hear this halacha? Yeah, you hear this halacha? Everyone here? Everyone here? Rosh Hashanah, you have sponge cake, you have honey cake, and you have, I don't know what they have, fresca. You must wash your hands for musaf. Why? Because you have to wash your hands for davening. But I did shachris. You're meisiach das by the kiddush. Okay? So whenever you daven, you have to wash your hands. I don't think I knew that. I don't think I was familiar to wash your hands for musaf. Maybe I knew it, but I didn't realize that it applies. But it's now I know. Okay.
Simchas Torah as well.
Simchas Torah.
Also, there's a kiddush, then there's musaf later.
If there's a kiddush. Yeah, if there's a kiddush before the musaf, right? V'gam l'tfilas mincha v'arvis. Tzarech netilo. K'chaman reish lam gim sif beis. V'das haramam. V'heichad tzarech lito yadav. V'loi natal. V'gam loi nika oisem b'tzrar. The Rambam's opinion is that when you have to wash your hands, and you didn't wash, and you didn't clean it with a stone, afilu b'dievet ain't tfilasoi tfila. Your tefillah doesn't work. and you have to daven again. Can you imagine? A guy ran in after a long day to Mincha at 6:30, and he wanted to catch him on an essay, so he ran in and he didn't wash his hands. The Rambam says, it's very nice of you to come to Mincha, but you have to daven again. You heard that? You're supposed to, you came to Mincha. You didn't wash your hands. Great. You have to daven Mincha again. You got to daven Mincha again. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not so sure that we pass in like that. L'maisav tzarech iyan ladina, whether that applies. V'ayim b'bar halacha sh'b'yanu, de'ein choyz mesfal. Halacha l'maisa, the b'bar halacha comes out that you do not go back and daven again. Take a look at the Bir Halach over Shabbos. B'mayim ve'ein anigov ma'akev v'zeh, wiping your hands with a paper towel or wiping them, meaning drying them, is not ma'akev k'mashim ma'akev b'netil achila, as it's ma'akev for washing your hands for eating. L'chatchila, you need to wash the entire hand, both sides, until the wrist, not just the palm of the hand. Okay. Sarach v'davka k'shiyadeh Hashem l'chlachais. The din that you have to travel a parsa 72 minutes to get water is only if you know they're dirty. Avo b'stam yadayim mekel b'samach sifhei ayin sham. Stam yadayim were mekel that you don't have to travel so far to get water. It's only if you know they're dirty. Okay. We got it to here. Maybe we'll see this more in depth next week. But at least we're back on schedule. Okay, so Monday, see everybody, Erev Tisha B'Av. Tuesday, unfortunately, we can't do this. And hopefully we'll make it up next Friday. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for joining. Kol Tov. Shabbos, good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.